Hachette Audio presents This Is Not Propaganda, Adventures in the War Against Reality. Written by Peter Pomerantsev. Read by Matthew Waterson. Preface. Telegram. He came out of the sea and was arrested on the beach. Two men in suits standing over his clothes as he returned from his swim. They ordered him to get dressed quickly, pull his trousers over his wet trunks. On the drive, the trunks were still wet, shrinking and turning cold, leaving a damp patch on his trousers and the back seat. He had to keep them on during the interrogation. There he was, trying to keep up a dignified facade, but the dank trunks made him squirm. It struck him they had done it on purpose. They were well-versed in this sort of thing, these mid-ranking KGB men, masters of the small-time humiliation, the micro-mind game. He wondered why they had arrested him here, in Odessa, and not where he lived, in Kiev. Then he realized that they had wanted a few days by the seaside. In between interrogations, they would take him to the beach to go swimming themselves. One would sit with him while the other would bathe. One time, an artist took out an easel and began to paint the three of them. The colonel and major grew nervous. They were KGB and weren't meant to have their images recorded during an operation. "Go have a look at what he's drawing," they ordered their prisoner. He went over and had a look. Now it was his turn to mess with them a little. "He's not drawn a good likeness of me, but you're coming out very true to life." He had been detained for proliferating copies of harmful literature to friends and acquaintances. Books, censored for telling the truth about the Soviet Gulag, Solzhenitsyn, or for being written by exiles, Nabokov. His case was reported in the Chronicle of Current Events. The Chronicle was how Soviet dissidents documented suppressed facts about political arrests, interrogations, searches, trials, beatings, and abuses in prison. Information was gathered by word of mouth or smuggled out of labor camps in tiny self-made polyethylene capsules, which were swallowed and then shat out, typed up, photographed in dark rooms, then passed, person to person, hidden in the pages of books and diplomatic pouches until it could reach the West, handed to human rights groups, broadcast on the BBC World Service.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?